Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. I'm here with a returning guest today. We have the brilliant Joe Weston-McDowell from Motivate, who's the head of fundraising and marketing there. Welcome, Joe.
Hello.
I know that you do brilliant things at Motivate, the charity that we're really proud to support at Shaping, doing, you know, working tirelessly to create life chances for young people.
Thank you.
And you've been a guest and we've spoken about that previously. So
absolutely.
If you want to hear all about Motivate, you need to go back basically and check that episode
100%,
out.
100%, absolutely. Yeah, it's in the law.
It's
absolutely.
A good one.
100%.
Yeah. But today we're here to talk about something else you're working on because you've been leading a little bit of a double life at the moment. We're here to talk about supporting the Portsmouth City of Culture bid.
Absolutely.
And if for anyone that's listening that hasn't heard about this, you know, where have you been?
That's a great question.
And this really is an episode to give an update about where you're at. And also, it's such a great opportunity for the city and for our business community to kind of get involved. So firstly, it's great to have you back, Joe.
Thank you.
Let's start by talking about your role for the City of Culture and what you've been up to.
Absolutely. So I have the great privilege of being the fundraising lead for UK City of Culture. We are Pompey 2029. That's Portsmouth bid for this fantastic, you know, UK government-led opportunity. Every 4 years, a city is chosen from across the UK. And we really believe that in 2029, that should be Portsmouth. We're doing lots of work now.
Sure.
And then hopefully, all being well, when we win, and it's definitely a when we win,
sure.
We'll have, you know, 3 years to really get, or 2.5 years to really get our kind of, you know, feet under the table, get an idea of what's happening. And, you know, having seen some of the plans, it is super ambitious. So it's very, very exciting
for us all.
Well,
it looks so great. Everything that's happened to this point and seeing the city come together
100%.
And kind of like rally.
Yes.
It's going to be such a positive thing for 100%. Everybody, for businesses, for charities, for the creative industry.
Absolutely.
For residents. It's really about being proud of the city, isn't it?
Hugely proud. You know, proud of our city, proud of our region, proud of the South. You know, it's never been in the South of England before.
Yeah.
You know, and there are so many things that happen, you know, south of, you know, I don't know, the Watford Gap service station or whatever,
sure.
You know, this, however you define the South. I'm from Liverpool originally, so there's like
okay.
a really, the South for me, that we're well down here,
yes,
you know.
Of course.
But yeah, it's never been, you know, I think Coventry might have been the furthest south it's been.
Wow.
So huge.
But does that stand in our favour that it's not been so far south?
That's a great question. You know, we would say so. You know,
yeah.
I think there is definitely, you know, a lot to be shown down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, you know, one of the things that's really important about a bid for UK City of Culture is that you demonstrate the uniquely you bits, you know,
okay.
What makes Portsmouth, Portsmouth, what makes Pompey, proper Pompey, you know,
yeah.
Things that couldn't happen anywhere else. And actually, there are some things that we have, you know, not least the sea,
mm-hmm.
not least our link to service, you know, the Royal Navy,
sure.
You know, places like Gunwharf Quays, places like the Spinnaker Tower, you know, our links to Arthur Conan Doyle
mm-hmm.
and Charles Dickens, you know.
So much history.
Well, and the wonderful cultural activities,
yeah.
You know, I think, do we have more artists and cultural people here than per capita than anywhere else in the UK? You know, there are some wonderful, you know, one of our streams, one of our kind of activities that we are putting forward is called You Are Loved, obviously drawing on that wonderful work done by Mr. Samo, you know, a fantastic local artist.
Yeah.
You know, huge opportunities for us, not least, you know, the fact that this is being led by Portsmouth Creates and the wonderful Gemma Nichols, who has done so much for us all, you know, to bring that to life and make, you know, businesses, cultural businesses, you know, profitable, sustainable,
mm-hmm.
you know, impactful, you know, bringing together so many different elements from across the region. It's hugely important. Does it stand us in good in faith? You know, that's the $1 million question.
Yeah.
If I knew that, I think I
know,
would be
right?
able to do this.
Probably be able to sleep a little better at night, or Gemma
absolutely.
Would be able to, I'm sure.
I think, you know, there are some wonderful bidding cities. We're one of 9 bidding cities.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the other 8 all have wonderful elements that really draw wonderful stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to, you know, ours is such a super positive campaign. You know, we'd love to see them all thrive.
Yeah,
you know, that
course.
Rising tide lift all those boats.
Yeah.
This is a competition and we do have to think
of
in
course.
Those terms. But there are some really compelling stories. We would say that there is a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
There is something happening here, not least because of the centenary, not
yeah.
least because the previous editions have been in the north. There needs to be a focus
mm-hmm.
looking at the south, the central south, and places like Portsmouth.
Yeah.
You know, there is a, you know, I work for a charity that deals every day with the realities of underinvestment, the realities of communities that feel left behind, young people that feel unheard, families that feel disconnected.
Yeah.
You know, Portsmouth has those challenges. You know, we can't get away from them. You know, look at things like the, you know, English indices of deprivation, and you will see those dark red areas.
Yeah.
But those dark red areas are full of amazing people.
Of course.
And this is a city that has recognised its challenges and is working at pace to address some of those challenges led by our council. We've also got one eye on local government reorganisation, of course, and the opportunities that come with that.
Yeah.
As well as all the challenges that will come in the next couple of years that we need to work out, and the mayoralty and everything else. So there are huge amounts of opportunity, I think. We feel this, it feels right for Pompey.
Yeah.
And the conversations we've had at kind of, you know, big investment conferences, because this is fundamentally an investment programme around regeneration.
Of course.
The conversations we've had at sort of bidding city events, the conversations we've had with other cities, people are looking at us and going, you guys seem to know what you're doing, right? You know, we've got a clear vision. We've got a strategy that is uniquely Pompey.
Mm-hmm.
And actually there's something happening, you know.
Yeah, you can feel it.
You can feel it. Absolutely, you can. Absolutely.
The centenary has created this like extra sense of pride and celebration in the city.
Yeah.
But I just noticed that there's this, you know, there's this energy that I think is about standing together
100%.
And connecting and collaborating.
Yes.
And I wonder, like, some of the opportunities for the city, I'm sure, will help getting some funding to help us, like, lift everyone in the city.
Yes.
What does support from the business community look like, and why does that matter?
That's a great question. So there is money that will come from government, you know, when we win.
Sure.
Always when. Absolutely, when we win.
And,
you know, there is money, about 10 million that will come from the UK government. One thing we're really clear about, though, is this isn't just a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fundamental system reset. You know, it's a system change. Community driven, you know, very much focused on the kind of whole Portsmouth region, but the wider region as well.
Yeah.
You know, this is a powerful platform for long-term regeneration. And alongside conversations with government, you know, DCMS and the UK government, and, you know, everywhere from Number 10 all the way through Whitehall, and there are conversations to be had around big national funders.
Okay.
So National Lottery, Children in Need, maybe not, but the children-focused funders.
Sure.
Arts Council, Natural England, you know, those big household names that we'll all recognise. There is, however, an expectation that the businesses, the people from that city, show practically their support.
Sure.
You know, what's that wonderful thing that Dave says? You know, who community over competition.
Yes.
You know, and actually demonstrating that.
Yeah.
Now, there's three T's, and if anyone has watched that wonderful video that you guys at Shaping put out recently talking about community and social value, the three T's.
Were you inspiration behind the three
well,
T's?
Well, the three T's may have been something that was shared with me, and then I may have shared it with Dave
in
the morning before the recording.
Okay,
and it may have made it. I may have got an email from
really
Dave
powerful.
With a link. Yeah,
it's really
absolutely.
Powerful, yeah.
And actually, it's quite an American way of thinking about it, but in classic way with American things, quite forthright. But actually, I like that. You know, it talks about the fact that there is, you know, time that you can give. You can volunteer. Your businesses can give time. You can get involved, make things happen. And there will be loads of opportunities to do that. There is talent. You know, there are things that you do that others can't do that you can share. You know, and a massive shout out to people like Delivered Social, Millstream Productions, Danger Danger, Portsmouth Creates.
Yeah.
Who've all come together to make this possible so far, to create our brand, to create our identity, to put our events together. You know, people
it looks
like,
great.
Absolutely.
It really,
you know,
does. And the brand is so like bang on for Pompey.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you know, this idea that
does.
We are Pompey, and actually the way that we can use it. I love it because it's both a statement and a call to action.
Yes.
And actually, you know, we talk a lot about becoming together. We are Pompey.
Yeah.
Because we can't do this alone.
No.
And actually that is the final T. You know, it's the treasure. You know, it is that element of there is a cash element that we need to demonstrate. You know, let's be frank about this. We've got till the 10th of August to submit this bid.
Sure.
We're going to be moving at pace when we get to the shortlist, bringing the city decision team down here to see this wonderful place and then convincing government that this is the place to invest. We will need to show a groundswell of support from businesses who are willing to put their time, their name and their money behind this bid. And we will turn those gifts into free events.
Sure.
We'll turn it into skills opportunities. We will make sure that this is the most accessible, the most inclusive city of culture there has ever been. there will be 365 days of activity starting on the 1st of January 2029. But there will also be years of activity running up to it, running after it. We will turn every penny into pounds of difference. And actually, there is something really exciting that we can make happen here. But we need to show to government that this investment, this regeneration opportunity, has the backing of the people that live here.
Yeah, and it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because you don't want it to be something that you receive or the funds you receive, and there's a very short-lived period 100%. Of change.
Yes.
Like, this is going to be foundational 100%. For the city and the opportunities and the development.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about this being about for proper Pompey people.
Mm.
You know, we talk about this being something that, you know, a place, you know, from Dickens to the dock. You know, this is a place that's been shaped by sea, by service. It's a place that's been shaped by years of change. People coming from different places, sharing their stories, making our culture so much richer.
Yeah.
You know, this is a place that is a gateway to the UK.
Yeah.
You know, people come through our doors every day to see this beautiful isle. There are so many things, so many stories that we want to be able to tell. We want to set our spinnaker. You know, that's really important for us. You know, a spinnaker sail on a boat helps guide, helps generate energy, keeps the boat moving forward, but also when you need it, gets your boat moving quicker.
Yeah.
And actually a really exciting opportunity there, you know, for everything from projects where shovels will go into the ground to these places that we all know and love, like our Guildhall Square that could potentially become a hub for regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
Our seafront, there's so much wonderful things going on down there as well. You know, you will have heard about, you know, recently around those wonderful investments that Landsec are making in Gunwharf Keys.
Yeah.
But all of this is the fabric of a city that is confident.
Yes,
it is
of
a fabric of a region that feels that change happening.
Well, you can even feel it just from like the sea defences and the changes 100%. That have been made to the seafront.
Yeah, long-term
just
investment.
That feeling of being really proud, even prouder of where
100%.
You live.
Yes.
Just if that's used as a small example, I know it's something aesthetic and it's not something necessarily within the community, but It just turned up the kind of pride and that sense of like gratitude that you could feel for where you live.
Absolutely. And let's be honest as well, you know, this is something about civic confidence. You know, it's about feeling proud to be from Pompey, as you rightly should, because it's a damn good city. And actually, but it's also about attracting investment.
Yeah.
It's also about partnerships. And, you know, any good businessman or business person will tell you that sometimes you have to spend a bit of money to make a bit of money. And actually, this is about that. You know, that is that mindset of let's invest now. You know, there are places in this region, you know, let's be candid, that are tough to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are places where if you're born there, you're going to face a really tough start in life.
Yeah.
We can change that narrative.
Sure.
There are places where if hard times roll around, even if you've lived in this city for 30, 40 years, if you fall on hard times, it is hard to get up.
Mm-hmm.
The infrastructure, the challenges developed over many years are there.
Yeah.
We have the chance to turn that tide. We have the chance to make it so that any person, no matter what PO postcode they are born in, feels that this is a place where they can live, where they can work, and they can thrive.
Yeah.
And that's so exciting.
It's about everybody 100%. Thriving.
And actually, it's a place that we want, you know, whether you're a student coming to the University of Portsmouth thinking, do you know what? I might stay.
Mm.
Or if you're
so many people do. 100%.
Or if you're thinking, oh, well, I'll move here. Or I'll, you know, put my business here. Or I'll open my creative outlet here. Or I'll do my creative art project here. Or I'll partner with our wonderful CICs or charities.
Mm.
You know, these are the moments that we can really make come to life. You know, this is a city of placemakers, of humour. You know, it's a city of literature. You know, the birthplace of Dickens.
Yeah.
You know, Arthur Conan Doyle lived here. You know, I think we have more artists and creators per capita than anywhere else in the UK. That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
You know, this little city on the south coast has a massive, well above its weight impact on culture.
Yeah.
You know, things like gaming, things like graphic design, hugely impactful. There's a wonderful arc between Portsmouth and maybe Guildford in the north of, you know, sort of south Surrey, north of Hampshire, where there is just this wonderful hub of gaming activity.
Mm.
Young, exciting, enterprising businesses. You know, there is music down here. There are so many wonderful things. Our brilliant King's Theatre. And I maintain that our King's players are the best amateur dramatic group in this country. Hands down. And I'll fight you on that. I think they are fantastic. You know, and I think these
There's
are
a lot
all stories to tell.
About, isn't there? 100%. There's so
absolutely.
Much to shout about.
And what do we need from businesses? What we need is we need help, basically. We need you to get behind this. And
yeah, so what does that look like in practical terms?
That's a great
terms,
question,
Joe?
Absolutely.
So if anyone's listening and they're like, right,
yeah,
we're here for this bid, we want to contribute.
Absolutely.
Like, what does that look like?
So in basic terms, we are asking people at this point to take the proper Pompey Pledge, mm-hmm. Triple P. And that is that you or your business, or you and your business, if mm-hmm. you're feeling very generous, will commit to giving £2,029 a okay. year for the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
That is a gift you'll make to City of Culture, and we will turn that into those free tickets,
sure.
those skills programs, to those exciting opportunities, to that year of wonderful culture mm-hmm. and a legacy that continues improving this place.
Okay.
In return, you'll get tickets to events, you'll get opportunities for your staff, you'll get free, you know, exciting merchandise, pin mm-hmm. badges, like those
nice.
Blue Peter badges, absolutely,
excellent.
We talked about earlier.
Everyone loves a pin badge.
100%. And there is something exciting around all of that. And you'll also be
is
able to
is there a
help.
Limit to how many businesses that you're looking for?
Well, I mean, we've started with, we think it's quite achievable, but we want 2,029 businesses
okay,
and individuals.
Okay, right, I see where you're going
giving
with
this theme. £2,029
okay,
to help us become UK City of Culture 2029. Now, there are bigger opportunities.
Okay.
And if you were interested in shaping strands, if you were interested in really, you know, getting your sort of, getting your hands on one of those themes and helping us develop those even more.
So I guess the first one you've just mm-hmm. spoken about is the treasure, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is more time. So if people have time or,
absolutely. And, yeah. and actually, the more we give, the more all three of the T's come in.
Sure.
You know, if a business wanted to come to us and say, right, I could give you, I don't know, £10,000 a year, we can talk to you about putting in really exciting opportunities, shaping activity.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there are opportunities like that. You know, mm-hmm. not a huge number, because actually we are more interested in deep, meaningful connections.
Of course.
At that level, because we have to be, because we have to really curate this for our city. But that sort of mass participation, ambitious but achievable ask, mm-hmm. is this proper Pompey Pledge. We're
yeah.
calling it the Spinnaker Club,
okay.
which I think, you know, very Pompey. And it's all about that fourth pillar. You know, that fourth pillar of our bid is all around setting our spinnaker.
Okay.
It's all about showing our long-term investment. Regeneration, that this is a place that has momentum
mm-hmm.
and actually those commitments of £2,029 from businesses and individuals will make a massive difference. You know, times that by three, start talking about things like gift aid and you are genuinely in the millions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is transformational. And as far as we're aware, not something that any other city has done before in quite that same way. There'll also be opportunities for that talent piece.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something you think you can bring uniquely to the table to help make our activity happen, come and talk to us.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk to you that. You know, very much open to those kind of opportunities. And indeed, you know, we are having conversations with some of those big, you know, household names, those household mm-hmm. brands around those principal partnerships. And they do exist. And again, if you think there is something that could be possible, please, we'd love to come and talk to you. And we can build that from the ground up.
Of course. You know,
let's not forget that this is a program that's moving at pace now. You know, we have to submit mid-August.
Yeah, August.
August
probably
the 10th.
Feels
yeah,
quite absolutely. Close
feels
for you.
Very close.
Yeah.
I've moved my summer holiday.
Okay.
That's how committed
wow.
I am to this bid. And my wife as well. So thank
sure.
you, Catherine, for doing that for us, for the city.
Mm.
There is something about, you know, that moment now. But this is a long-term vision.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be frank, we are going to win this. We know we're going to win this. But even if, you know, for some reason something else happens,
okay.
we're going to do it anyway. And
yes.
so actually all these people
yeah,
we bring together,
exactly.
absolutely. Yeah.
These plans, they
yes.
don't fade.
No.
If the culture bid doesn't
100%.
Happen,
yes.
there's still a commitment to want to improve
absolutely,
the city
100%.
And to kind of connect everybody
yes.
and yeah. and just raise where we
undoubtedly,
live.
Undoubtedly, absolutely. And if people want to come and talk to us about this, well, there are two dates for the diary. There is the 25th of June. We're going to be at the Spinnaker Tower
okay.
from 4 till 6. People are more than welcome to join us. Very much business focused, but charities and others are welcome if
mm-hmm.
they think they want to be involved in this
mm-hmm.
Spinnaker Club, this Pompey Pledge. And on the 14th of July, we're going to be at the Queen's from
okay.
8 in the morning till 10. And again, we can share all these dates and details.
Yes,
we'll share those through Shaping as well.
We'll make sure
absolutely.
That we share those for you.
Two briefing events, opportunities to hear more from us and coming to talk to us as well. You know, myself, Gemma, the team will be there.
Yeah.
You know, if you as a business think that you want to make something happen. Now, we also recognise, and I don't want to take away from, that lots of businesses will have existing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We get that. We are not trying to take away from any of those. This is about adding to.
Yeah.
This is a unique opportunity. This is a moment in time, you know, more than a once in a generation,
mm-hmm.
once in a lifetime kind of opportunity for a city. And actually, we think there is definitely a rising tide we can create together. We recognise it's asking, you know, a lot,
mm-hmm.
but there is definitely opportunities if we make this work. You know, ideally, by the 10th of August, I would love in our centenary year to have 100 local businesses backing us.
That feels like a nice number, doesn't it?
And I think it shows it. 100 years of Portsmouth, 100 businesses making this next chapter possible, you know. And I definitely think that there are people out there that will want to. We already have some enthusiasm. I've been in the room at Shaping Portsmouth conferences. Mm-hmm. I felt that energy, you know, and actually the network, you know, let's be honest, we all join Shaping because we believe in that community.
Yes.
You know, this is a moment to make that happen.
Yeah.
And it's something tangible,
isn't it?
So tangible. Yeah. And we've, you know, let's be honest, about £2,029, it's a lot of money, but it's not impossible.
Mm.
And actually, it's by lots of people, each doing a little bit, that a lot of change can happen.
Yeah.
And actually, this is a great example of that.
Yeah.
And if we do that, I think we will have something truly Pompey.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about community over competition, that will be, you know, a great example.
Yeah.
And let's be frank as well, you know, thinking about the history of this city, that's how it was built. You know, it was great industrialists coming together who built our wonderful Victorian infrastructure. You know, it was people who saw a vision beyond their life, beyond the life of their children and grandchildren, something they wanted to leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the wonderful group that raised the Mary Rose from the Solent.
Yeah.
You know, volunteers, individuals, businesses who gave their money, time, talent and treasure to make that wonderful ship rise.
Yeah.
After hundreds of years.
And the and you think about like the pride in the city associated with that.
100%.
This could be
the birthplace of modern factory working with conveyor belts. That came from our kind of port and innovators, entrepreneurs, looking at the need we had in maritime, the need the Navy had, creating ever more efficient systems. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was on the backs of Pompey businesses that our brilliant British Navy was created. There are so many examples of moments like this that Portsmouth has come together. This is just the latest in a long line of fantastic opportunities to do that. And I must say, you know, Charlotte, it's a privilege to be the person who gets to be part of this. And, you know, the conversations I've had already have just been so exciting.
Like,
hopefully you can sense some of this energy
I know,
that I've got.
I can feel it. Honestly, Joe, I really can.
And I really do think that we can make this, you know, 2029 will be a fantastic year, but it's just the start.
Sure.
And this is about cultural regeneration for the next 100 years.
Of course.
And it starts today.
Yeah. And what does this timeline look? So you've mentioned the 10th of August. Mm-hmm. So what's the significance of that date?
So the 10th of August is when we have to submit our long form application to government.
We made the shortlist.
We did make the shortlist. Yeah. We were whittled down from cities all over the country down to a list of nine.
Long list, absolutely.
And then we are aiming to become part of the shortlist.
And how many will make the shortlist?
Four.
Okay.
Maybe five, but probably four.
Okay.
And then the bidding cities team will come from government. It's made up of government officials, but also independent cultural people from across the country. They will visit us. They will have a wonderful day of activities across the city. And again, that's where we'll touch on that time and the treasure bit. You know, there'll be big civic receptions. There'll be fabulous activities. You know, it'll be a bit like when Ofsted used to come into school and suddenly there was all presentations and assemblies and everyone was on best behaviour. That's what it'll be. Yeah, it'll be a wonderful moment like that. But actually, again, I think it will probably feel like a normal day in Pompey because of all the wonderful things we do.
Because Pompey can only be what Pompey is. And
proper Pompey, absolutely, 100%.
The realness of the city and the honesty.
Oh, 100%. You know, the fact that we are well leery and we're playing up and that, you know, it's just that kind of, we are that place, right?
Yes.
You know, there are so many wonderful things that, you know, this island city, you know, reaching out across to the world. I think, you know, we can show that in such wonderful ways.
Yeah.
They will then make their decision.
Okay.
Realistically, we'll probably hear, that will probably be in October, maybe early November. We'll probably be here in January.
Okay.
And then when we win, that will kick off a year's.
And so will
year and
the
half of
winner
the planning.
Be announced?
Yes.
In January?
It will,
wow,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And it will be fairly, you know, public. You know, last time I think they announced on the One Show.
Okay.
So, you know, and does it get bigger than that? I don't
sure.
know, you know. So I think there'll definitely be something akin to that, you know.
Yeah.
New government, slightly different way of doing it this year, which I think has, and actually, you know, credit to DCMS because they have put together a very, you know, it's more inclusive this time. It is more more functional.
If you think about how quickly the year feels like it's going, January doesn't seem too far, right?
It really isn't. And actually, you know, let's be honest, you know, when we win, it will be 2 years, that will fly, you know, and there is a lot to do.
So the time for action really is now.
It has to be
now.
Yeah, absolutely.
To get involved is now.
And that proper Pompey pledge around that £2,029, you know, that's a commitment.
Yeah.
But we don't want this to be a conversation and out. Like that's the beginning of a conversation.
Sure, that's the start.
And actually, this is you know, all these businesses that are already saying, what can I do to show my support?
Mm.
Like, help us, you know, help us now.
Yeah.
Make that pledge and let's keep talking, because there will be opportunities that will be shaped. There will be unique things that, you know, will never happen again that we can be part of now. And of course, the earlier people get involved, the more opportunities they have to shape that. And you know, we are delighted to be able to bring that to life.
What about if people want to hear the latest news? Like, how do they follow along and make sure that they're getting all the updates?
Great question. So social media is always a great place to start. Facebook, Instagram, you know, we are Pompey 2029.
Mm-hmm.
Just search that handle.
Okay.
We do have a website. Again, you know, we are Pompey 2029. Do search, you know, Google that and you'll find where you need to go. You can also find links in through Portsmouth City Council's websites or Portsmouth Create.
Sure.
If you're following those channels. But
is there a newsletter that's
so
shared?
There will be, absolutely, yeah. 100%. You'll find as you land on those pages, you can subscribe. You can also reach out to us again through those pages and we can add you in. And there will be unique, you know, first to know opportunities as well for people to get involved. Particularly our Spinnaker Club members as well. So you know, if you're one of those people who loves being first to know, sign up now, because you know, generally you will generally be one of the first to know. And there are lots of exciting things happening behind the scenes that will make that happen. And you know, this is, you know, it's a fantastic cultural opportunity. It's a fantastic regeneration opportunity. It's a brilliant sort of skills opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brilliant hospitality,
tourism
opportunity, and indeed, you know, a plan. Approach for investment as well, which, you know, really is second to none. You know, I was reading something about, I think it was about 8,000 additional bed spaces sold by Airbnb in Bradford. You know, 15% rise in the number of people visiting that wonderful region. You know, I think they generated somewhere in the region of £15 million of extra investment.
Wow.
Just from hospitality alone. So huge for a, you know, a city.
Well, if the city's
like
thriving, the people are thriving, 100%. Businesses thrive.
Yeah, absolutely. Rising tides.
If businesses thrive, there can be more contributions to charities.
Yes, absolutely. And there will be a place for third sector as well, absolutely.
Supporting young people, like,
100%.
There's only going to be more positives
from
this.
100% there are. And actually, there is something I think, you know, there will be a place for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a very inclusive, community-led campaign that, you know, do not be put off by thinking something is too ambitious or that you can't contribute. We will find a way.
Yeah.
And we are open to all those conversations.
Sure. Time, talent, treasure.
Time, talent and treasure. Yeah. Come and speak to us. You know, it starts with communication.
I love the treasure one because it's kind of like, reminds me of a pirate kind of theme.
Oh, if there are any, if there are any pirates out there who'd like to share their hard-earned doubloons, we'd love to share those, like a big sort of chest or something.
I know, that's
you know.
What I think of when you say that. Like,
maybe we could get a big chest and everyone could put theirs in. That would be great, wouldn't it? Absolutely.
Joe, it's been so wonderful to hear about all of these plans and I can feel your energy and excitement from this. And that only comes through in everything that's shared by We Are Pompey. And I know Gemma and her kind of like her drive and ambition for this city.
Oh,
like
unbelievable.
It's palpable.
Like it's
you
just
can
incredible.
Really, really feel that. So thank you for all of your hard work and your team's hard work in leading this. We're really super grateful for everything that you're doing for the city. I wonder on that note, as we come to an end, we're in the centenary year, as we've discussed. We started our conference. If you were there, there was so much energy and enthusiasm for this year. It feels like a really special year. What one thing, maybe there's a few things, would you like to celebrate about the city?
Do you know, I had the great privilege of leading the Portsmouth Centenary Ab sale.
I saw that.
Just a few weeks
ago.
It
looked incredible.
It was such a joyous day. Mm-hmm. You know, it was Motivate, it was Pompey in the Community, it was Spark, Plight Rebellious, you know, facilitated by Mountjoy, the Ab sailors, who are their company that look after
incredible.
The tower, and the Spinnaker Tower themselves. And we raised somewhere in the region of £15,000 for charity, for our city, you know, for young people, particularly families across our area, but just the energy that came from it. You know, lots of businesses got involved, people came down for the day, whole families came. You know, it was just, it was everything joyous that this city is. You know, people stepped up, did things that scared them, people gave generously of themselves. You know, when I realized that that's not always easy, you know, it's tough sometimes, it is tough out there right now. People gave their time to make it possible. You know, people, you know, Mountjoy, the Ab Sailor, Spinnaker Tower, gave us all of that for free for the day, which made things so accessible, which meant every penny could go to to causes across the across Portsmouth. And any person I asked to help immediately got up and did it. And, you know, so that for me just signifies everything that is wonderful about that. And standing
community
there,
community spirit,
yeah, and standing there a little bit backed off for a while, just feeling that buzz, watching the people make their generous, you know, the donations, watching people do that really brave thing. And for me, that was just so special. And yeah, that in that place, you know, with that unique symbol of unity that is the Spinnaker Tower, with our charities, you know, our flags flying, the Portsmouth centenary flags going as well, because it, you know, was a centenary event. And yeah, just so many wonderful things. And I am myself doing the Abseil on the 4th of July for Motivate.
Wow.
So inspired that, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my...
Didn't put you off watching
no,
everyone
not at all.
Else
if anything, it made me more enthusiastic for it, which I think probably...
Well,
you know,
I was thinking of Mo abseiling from Spark.
Indeed,
and I think if Mo can abseil down
100%,
the Spinnaker,
absolutely.
Then anyone can
I've
do
got
it.
No excuse. Absolutely. And she raised something like £500. It was incredible.
Yeah.
So thank you, Mo, if you're listening.
I know.
A wonderful Spark volunteer. And to see at the bottom all her family there waiting for her, all her friends and volunteers as well. Just, I mean, if that doesn't signify everything that's wonderful about
I know.
Her. And what was really nice about Mo is Mo went down with Emily from the Spark team, who's 25. So 100 years together.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's
a joyous
amazing.
Little moment, which is just incredible.
Well, it definitely feels like a city where anything is possible. And that's a great example of that. And
I really
like your, honouring that kind of community spirit and celebrating it. And congratulations to you for being brave enough to do your own abseil.
Thank you very much.
If people want to sponsor you, is that still an option?
Yeah, absolutely it is. Thank
Great,
you, Charlie. Absolutely.
No problem.
If they search Scaling New Heights for Young People Motivate, and they'll find our Just Giving page. Or if you look for me on LinkedIn or something like that, or you'll be able to find my link there as well.
Amazing. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
It's been great to chat to you today, and I'm just really excited to see everything that happens from here to August. If you're a business or anyone that's listening to this and you want to get involved, please do reach out to We Are Pompey 2029 or Joe, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be happy to kind of, chat to anyone who wants to learn more.
100%.
Go Pompey. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks so much, Charlotte.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space
and Portsmouth Community Lottery.